Known as Holy Week, the events of Palm Sunday through Easter Sunday makes up the most significant days in history. As you prepare to celebrate Easter, we invite you to journey alongside us through Holy Week to chronologically retrace Jesus' final steps and reflect on the moments leading to his death, burial, and resurrection.
Growing up, one of our family chores was cleaning the garage. It mostly involved sweeping out dirt, leaves, or grass clippings and tidying up the place. But every spring, we had to do a deep clean. We had to take everything out of the garage, and I mean everything. Once it was empty, we began the deep clean process. In fact, I think we cleaned it so well that you could almost eat off the floor. It wasn't until my mom or dad inspected it that we were allowed to put everything back in its place once again. During the last week of Jesus' life, he returned to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. When he entered the temple complex, Jesus expected to see people praying for needs and praising and thanking God for his provision. Unfortunately, he saw money changers and merchants exploiting the people and overcharging them with outrageous exchange rates and exorbitant convenience fees. And because they set up shop in the court of Gentiles, they made it useless as a place of prayer and worship for the Gentiles. Jesus was filled with such a wave of righteous anger that he overturned the tables and drove the money changers out. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 to 13, we read, Jesus went into the temple complex and drove out all those buying and selling in the temple. He overturned the money changers' tables and chairs of those selling doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of thieves. Just as Jesus cleansed out the temple complex, we must be willing to drive out or let go of those things that separate us from him. We need to do a home inspection and a deep clean. We must drive out those things that cause us to stumble, those sins that ensnare us. Just as Jesus removed the merchants and the money changers so that people could worship and praise him, we must do a thorough spring clean with the help of the Holy Spirit and remove anything that blocks our relationship with him. After the temple complex was cleared, the blind and lame once again came to Jesus to be healed, as explained in verse 14. When we are cleansed from those things in our lives that cause us to stumble, those sins that trap us, those things that crowd out God, we can once again come to Jesus and be healed and draw closer to him in worship and praise.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.